Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
So full disclosure, I think that's one of my favourite all-time Beach Boys songs. I absolutely love that. In My Room, which actually apparently describes Brian Wilson's retreat from his rather abusive father, sadly. It was his gateway to creativity, his room. And it's, you know, we've been talking quite a lot about Beach Boys and, of course, because of the loss of Brian Wilson. I mean, he was a musical genius. And we are shortly going to be hearing some music from Ian Thompson. But because he's in the studio, I'm just going to lift his microphone. Fast am I, Ian? How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. It's good to see you. Thanks for popping up.
Yeah.
You are the busiest man in music on the Isle of Man, so the fact you found time.
Well, next to Dave Holland, I think. He does other things like choirs and theatre work and everything else. So.
Yeah. But between the two of you, you've kind of got all the venues kind of sussed, haven't you, really?
Yeah, yeah. For 15 years I've been at it now, and I've not been out of work since I come here. And when I first came, someone said, you'd be lucky to do more than one gig a week here, you know, and I said, yeah, probably. And then it just went on and on. It's got busier and busier over time, you know.
Because people can rely on you. That's why they know what they're going to get from you.
I think
you.
So, yeah.
Good
I
musician.
Tend to turn up, you know.
Yeah, you tend, exactly. Well, we'll talk more about your music shortly. But before we do, I have to ask you, Beach Boys fan?
Yeah, I love them, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, people will know you, obviously, a huge Beatles fan. You do the Magical Mystery Tour and everything as well, Magical Mystery Tour. But, yeah, it's something about the Beach Boys and Brian's songwriting, wasn't there?
Yeah, the harmonies were just sublime. And funny enough, I was trying to figure out the chords to God Only Knows today. And it's so difficult because the bass notes are different to the actual guitar chords. So you've got to learn both if you want to play it. Otherwise, it just doesn't sound as good. And them chords, it's almost like God wrote it himself, funny enough, you know what I mean? They're that good. And they give you this feeling, you know, it's a magical thing. I think it's Paul McCartney's favourite song.
It is. I actually wrote that down. So Paul McCartney said of God Only Knows that, first of all, Pet Sounds is his all-time favourite album, Paul McCartney's. And of course, God Only Knows is on there. He describes it as the greatest song ever written. And said in 1990, Paul McCartney said, no one is educated musically until they've heard Pet Sounds.
Mm.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's
apparently,
awesome.
He credited the album as an influence on his melodic bass playing style, which makes sense because of what he's saying now. That's,
it's fantastic, the Beach Boys stuff.
Incredible.
I haven't heard everything by them, but just some them classics like that one you just played in my room.
Gorgeous.
That always reminds me of the Beatles song, There's a Place, you know, that escapism
beautiful
thing.
Beautiful song. So,
yeah, quite similar, but, you know, I don't... How could you not like them? I don't know. I wouldn't understand it.
I wouldn't either. Well, we're no doubt going to play some more over the course of the next 2 hours, but we're also going to play some Ian Thompson.
Yay.
And he's got his guitar, so he's going to play live as well.
Yeah.
So coming up in a few minutes, we'll have some Wet Leg and then we'll hear one of Ian's recorded songs and he's going to be playing live and chatting about all of his new music. So any questions for Ian, 166177 or email studio@manxradio.com. Again, thanks for coming up. And I know it's a little while since we chatted to you.
Yeah.
You've been a busy boy, Ian.
Yes, I've recorded 3 songs this year with the help of the Arts Council who funded it for me. And I've been to Ballygroove Studios with Jip Begain. So we've been really busy working every week. But yeah, we've finished them all off now. So we're just kind of releasing them throughout the year.
Amazing. And it's a different kind of... landscape now, isn't it, when it comes to releasing music? Because it used to be get an album out, but now you can do EP or you can just release individual songs, like you said, over the course of a year. I mean, what's your sort of like end plan for the songs?
Well, I thought I would do an EP at first with 3 songs, and then I decided that it would be more beneficial just to put out 3 singles across the space of a year. I think they're just more attention grabbing singles, and people still don't seem to have time to listen to albums anymore. And it's not like once, you know, when we did and sat in our room for weeks. Everybody wants instant gratification now and they want it now. And so I just thought, well, you know, I'll do singles and just release one every few months and see if I can get attention that way.
Does it mean that you approach your writing differently then? Because I know, because you have put albums out and it's one of those things where quite often an album will have kind of a beginning, a middle and an end and there's a bit of a kind of journey and it has to sort of knit together sound-wise. But I guess if you're releasing individual songs, you sort of don't have to think about that. Does it give you more freedom?
I haven't really thought of it like that, to be honest. I'll do a song and if the recording comes out well, I just put it out. But I know what you mean. In the past, when we've recorded for albums, you've then got to decide what, you know, the order and the balance of it. You start off with a fast one and then go, you know, ease in and slow down a bit and then lift the end up a bit, you know. But No, it's I haven't got enough songs to do an album anymore, not enough quality ones anyway, so I just think I'll just put attention-grabbing singles out and try and get on that Spotify playlist. Spotify.
So. I love the way you say that. You did that last time as well. Spotify. Oh, it's adorable. But so with the kind of sound, I suppose also when I was thinking about album, it's also because quite often you have a sort of sound, an overall sound. So like, you know, when artists release a certain album, it'll be, oh, I was going through a slightly more sort of gentle phase. Or like I was talking about Jagged Little Pill earlier, until Jagged Little Pill, Alanis had released two pop albums. Mm. But that album had more of a rocky feel. So I guess all the songs had to kind of have that sort of theme, I suppose, to them.
Yeah, yeah. I think he did do that once, didn't he? Have a particular theme running through it, didn't he? Like, Queen done one, didn't he? Night of the Opera or whatever
it's
called.
Exactly.
And have a theme to it. But I don't know. I don't know if people do that anymore. I don't know. I think you just bang out the hits now.
So how has it gone with regards to Jip then? Have you sort of gone in and said, I want everything to sound like this, or has he worked with you?
He works with me. He likes to get involved as well. He doesn't just want to press record, you know. Yeah. He really gets involved and says, oh, what have you thought about this? And if you know, we might as well bring it down there so we can go up there. So he's really, really good, and I listen to him, you know. We've been working together for about 9 years, and it always works, and always come out with the right results in the end. So we just stick together.
You know, well, you found something that works. I understand why you stick with it. Well, shall we hear something? We're going to hear our first gig first, which I've played before on the show. It went down really well. I think this is the one that maybe someone said had a bit of a Floyd sound to it, which is nice.
It was definitely written with that in mind, a bit of Floyd. And the keyboard we use is actually the same sound and keyboard as Led Zeppelin used on Stairway to Heaven. We're trying to get that old retro dreamy sound and nostalgic sound, because it's talking about the past. It's looking back on somebody's life. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get that feel into it, you know.
Well,
Dave Holland played the keyboards, actually.
Of course he did.
I managed to get him available, which was a miracle, but he did. He's done a brilliant job.
Oh, well, let's hear that, and then we'll talk more with Ian after this. So again, if you've got any questions for him, 166 177, this is our first gig.
Want to applaud we walk off the stage floor. Think the raise a smile, dance and maybe ask for more. First gig together, and we're as good as can be. Curtains up and the lights are low, the atmosphere is mellow. The violins are crying out, soothing is the cello. We'll be right back. so young and free.
That is one of the new singles by Ian Thompson. We've just played that for the first time a couple of weeks ago. That one is called Our First Gig. And Ian's with us in the studio, and we were talking, Ian, about the fact, definite kind of Pink Floyd vibe there. And you even talked about the chords you chose, the D minor, for instance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, D minor always has a bit of a dark sort of feel, doesn't it? A bit moody, like Pink Floyd's. It always reminds me of Pink Floyd, The Wall, that song, that feel.
Yeah.
So I could hear the Pink Floyd influence when Alex mentioned it. And also, the keyboard we're using, it was a Mellotron sound, which was, we were trying to capture that dreamy, nostalgic sound because it's talking about the past. And it's the same sound Led Zeppelin used on, what's that song?
Stairway to Heaven. You can hear it in the background. And as soon as I heard it, I thought, oh, it sounds like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, I love that sound because it just takes you somewhere. You know? So we got that in, Dave Holland played, and Dave also added some classical piano in parts, which was great because we were able to put that in on the chorus later on.
He's a clever boy, isn't he? And we were talking just off air there about how music and different sounds and different chords even can create a visual. And I said when the song started, and I think the same thing with The Wall, I almost picture like rain. I picture something a bit sort of grey, a bit. So immediately you see visuals.
Yeah.
And off air, you have to tell me what you then led on to about rain and another song.
It was a Buddy Holly song called It's Raining in My Heart. And the orchestra played these raindrop sounds. I forget the name of what they call it now. Piccato or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a name for it, piccato or something. But they're very much like plonk, 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 plonk. And you can almost see the rain as these.
You really can.
You're painting pictures with music then.
Yeah. And doing it with the instruments, I suppose, back then makes a lot of sense because until the likes of, you know, Mr. Martin, George Martin and the likes, they didn't really have as much sort of access to sort of really the production side of things. So I suppose using the pizzicato and the violin was the way of sort of doing that.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating when you look into all of this, isn't it?
And
you know, we're talking about Beach Boys obviously because of Brian Wilson, but also you being a huge Beatles fan, obviously. And I mean, between the two bands, they just broke the mold with production, didn't they? And Phil Spector, I think the three sort of sets of people around a similar time, completely breaking the mold of music.
What a decade to be around, you know.
Absolutely. And I've done that awful thing where I said to you, if you were going to hear a Beatles song, what might be your favourite? Which is really mean, because I'm guessing it changes on a daily basis, your favourite Beatles.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? But we were talking earlier about that song, There's a Place, weren't we?
Yeah.
I really like that one. That's an early Beatles one. Very optimistic. And it reminds me of the Beach Boys song, In My Room, because it's like when you want to escape from life, you know, the Beatles done a similar thing. I say, but There's a Place. And I always love that song. And I think it's with Beatle fans, genuine Beatle fans, it's a really big favourite, that one. Very optimistic as well.
Do you know, we like optimism, so we'll put it on for you. And do you have a place then, Ian, where you kind of like, you go to, whether it's, you know, indoors, outdoors, whatever, where you go, just sort of calm your mind and make you feel good?
I love my garden these days when it's sunny. If we can just sit in the garden, and especially on a Sunday when I'm not gigging or anything, that's my favourite place in the world. And we've got like a little balcony now where we can overlook these fields where we live in Lonnon. And it's just brilliant. You can't hear a pin drop. You can just see fields and you see the mountains like Snaefell, and it's heavenly, you know, and you're thinking, this was so lucky. We're just so lucky, you know.
Aren't we? Well, that is a beautiful reference. Well, I tell you what, we'll get the Beatles on, and then I know you've got your guitar, so shall we get you to play something live after this?
Yeah,
I think we should.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you get tuned up in the background, and in the meantime, this is the Beatles, There's a Place. Oh, sorry, we were just chatting in the background there. I didn't realise the song was coming to an end. That is the Beatles, and There's a Place. Lovely message is coming, because we are obviously talking about Beatles and Beach Boys, of course, because of Brian Wilson. And Hazel sent this fantastic email. And listen to this, Ian Thompson, it's fab. My Beach Boys memory is from when my birthday was in lockdown, so I couldn't see anyone. My fab daughter, Steph, hello Steph, contacted a few people and got them to send her video clips of themselves doing things. Then she made a lovely video to the soundtrack of the Beach Boys Surf in USA. This is just gorgeous. There were people pretending to surf in paddling pools, people dancing in their kitchen. Someone took an ironing board to a car park to pretend to surf. The end was my friend in the UK pretending to have a party in her garden, playing toy instruments, then falling asleep after drinking wine. It still pops up and makes me smile every time. The same when I hear that song. Hazel, I'll try and get it on for you later. Music, Ian Thompson. I mean, it does that, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Well, it's great. I can't imagine life without music.
Exactly, exactly. And it must mean so much to be able to, as a musician yourself, you create those memories for people.
It's getting more important to me the older I get, music, because, as I say, with so much rubbish in the world, it's the only thing that seems to cure things for me, you know. Just listening to music and sitting there in your little garden, as you say, and having a few drinks, a few naughty drinks, you just escape from the horrors, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It was off air though. I was just chatting to Ian, and I said something I mentioned on air yesterday, and I said it's so funny because you get to a point in your life, and for me, I think it was when I hit 40 where I went, I just want to sit in my garden and listen to birdsong. That's all I want. And it seems to be everyone sort of gets to that point where they're just like, yeah, I want birdsong and I want my garden, and that's it. So I think we're set, really. And yeah, as you said, we're also very lucky on the Isle of Man, aren't we, to have what we have?
Yeah, the scenery and all that, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we're very glad that you're here bringing us your music, and you are going to play for us live. What are you going to play?
This is a song we did record, but it's not getting released till later on the year, but I just thought I'd do it today acoustically so people could hear it acoustically. Yeah, it's called And the Feeling Is. It's a song just about, like, when you've experienced a life's very strong feelings. That it doesn't happen all the time, but every now and then, it might be because you fell in love, or it might be because you've had a spiritual experience. Or I remember when I was grieving one time, and everything I seen seemed to be in 3D. You were just appreciating everything much more. Like, you know, just simple things like trees and things like that. You normally just go, oh, yeah, there's a tree. Everything just looked better. I don't know, it was a weird thing. I've never forgot it. So the song's just about the experience and them feelings, you know.
That sounds so gorgeous. Well, we're very much looking forward to hear it. And we're going to get to hear it live, stripped back, acoustic, in the studio. Ian Thompson, take it away.
Oh, when I look into your face and everything falls into place, there's a power I must embrace, and it feels like I'm hypnotized, opened up my mind, and I realized there's a whirlpool of endless surprise, and the feeling is when I see you, there's a feeling here coming through, and the feeling is reaching for you, and the feeling is something new. And the feeling is all about you. You can tell me it's not real, but I know it's true. When I see you smiling, my world is whole. When I lose my mind, when I lose control, nothing matters, 'cause you're in my soul. And the feeling is when I see you, and the feeling is coming through, and the feeling is reaching for you, and the feeling is something new, and the feeling is all about you. You can tell me it's not real, but I know it's true. For you, and the feeling is
it's true. So true. So clear. That there's a feeling here.
Ian, you are so clever. It's just gorgeous. The lyrics were so beautiful and the chord changes, that was just so absolutely lovely. Ian
thanks,
Thompson
thanks.
Playing live. So obviously that's something that's going to be coming out later in the year. I can hear it sort of building. Yeah. I bet that's got a really beautiful
it's got
production.
A lot of harmonies on them parts, and we've got a lot of strings and stuff creeping in, as you can imagine, and bits coming in and out and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it come out well, as I say, but bit later on in the year.
So a sneak preview there.
Yeah, sneak preview.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to chat more in just a few moments. So again, any questions, 166177. I'm going to get one more Beach Boys tune on and then we'll chat a little bit more with Ian after this. I think that goes to show, again, the variety of music, production, sound, harmonies, lyrics, the lot that Brian Wilson became so very famous for. Ian is still with us, I'm delighted to say. We loved that song. It was gorgeous. Brand new music that you'll hear later in the year. You're going to do a cover for us now because, of course, you gig several times every week. It seems sometimes twice a night. And so, obviously, your repertoire now is vast, isn't it? You play a huge array of music.
Yeah.
And of course you do the Manxical Mystery Tour as well.
The Beatles tribute band. But yeah, I play a lot, and over TT I've done about, I think there's about 12 gigs all in all. But yeah, a lot of cover songs I do, and I mix the set up so it could be over about 50 years, my set of music.
Excellent. What's the earliest one that you do, do you think?
Probably Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
So it goes back even further than that, to be honest. But I just mix it all up, and a lot of people, they say, I really love the playlist you do because it covers everything. So I just stick with that. Just keep going back and forth, back and
forth.
What
are some of the most popular ones that you do then?
Well, this one I was going to do is goes down very well. Green Day, When September Ends.
Yeah.
And the Irish one, Wild Rover. They all love that. Oh, they all start
Manx
banging
crowd
their pints
love
on that.
That,
you know?
Don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain ones, they just work every time. So you keep them in.
You just get to know. And do you sort of work the crowd as well, depending on how they react to different songs?
Yeah, I can gauge the room. I just pick up when to do things, really. I think I know, do you know what I mean? I've got a good sense of people and what they're about, and I just pick up on it, the age group and things like that.
So when are your next gigs then? I'm guessing you're gigging tonight.
Me and the band tonight, but it's a private function tonight. But last night I was at Frank Matcham's, and that was just a very chilled night, and I played this song last night, and this guy who was visiting the island come up to me and said, I love that Green Day one.
Aww.
So it does get talked about a lot, which is why I'll probably do it today.
It's an unusual one to do strip back, but just listening in the background, sound checking, and it does work. It just sounds great. Well, with regards to your new music then, before you play, where can people get hold of it then, Ian? What's the best way for them to get your new singles and of course your old singles, because you've got music out there, you've got a back catalogue.
Well, they're all on
Bandcamp
and Spotify.
Yes, he said it again. Yes!
I hate that word.
I knew I'd get
Spotify,
you to say it again.
iTunes, YouTube, they're all on there as well. So you can find me anywhere.
Everywhere. And do you still have any CD copies as well?
Not really.
All gone.
I've got so many hours covered in dust, so if anyone wants one, but who listens on CDs now?
Hey, my mother loves hers. Shush now. She does. Yeah, she loves it.
It's very rare to get asked for one, but there are some there.
Well, we'd love to hear this. So he's going to do When September Ends. As ever, thanks ever so much for popping in, Ian. And you can see Ian pretty much everywhere most nights of the week.
You can, unfortunately for you.
It's a very good thing indeed. Ian Thompson, take it away.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Just like my father's come to pass, 7 years have gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends. Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Ring out the bells again, like we did when spring began. Wake me up when September ends. And here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we as my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends. Innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Just like my father's come to pass, 20 years have gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Wake me up when September ends. Wake me up when September ends.
That works. Oh, that's so good. That was Ian Thompson playing Green Day, of course, live in the studio. We are going to hear his brand new single in the next hour of the programme. And it was released a couple of days ago, wasn't it? Fools Are In Fashion.
It was on the 12th, yeah.
Yeah, so you can get that now and stay tuned because you'll get to hear it in the next hour. So keep an eye on all of Ian Thompson's socials to see when you can see him playing and to get hold of that fabulous new music. As ever, thanks very much, Ian.
Thank you.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.